Looking for a new home should be exciting, not frustrating. That's why Homes.com might just be the best home shopping site out there. Imagine searching for your dream home without ads cluttering your view. Homes.com's sleek, beautifully designed, ad-free interface makes your search simple and distraction-free. And if you're a parent, you know how important school information is. Homes.com gets it. They're the only site with detailed school and district info from multiple sources, including reviews from Niche. Plus, they've got a super comprehensive and transparent agent directory, making it easy to find the right expert to guide your journey. Oh, and here's a game changer. Homes.com always connects you directly with a listing agent who knows the home best. They even go beyond the basics, offering the most in-depth neighborhood content of any home shopping site, packed with details to help you find a community that feels like home. And the search tools? Unmatched. With 22 data visualization layers, 7 environmental layers, and filters for commute times and architectural styles, Homes.com truly is the home search you've been searching for. Go to Homes.com. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
What is Dax, are you?
Tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker on all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all, so we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge, trucks up 3.9%.
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
SB on the phone from his home on WRP. The one and only Elliot Shore Parks of the Go Birds podcast joins us every Friday at 3. This Elliot Shore Parks call-in brought to you by Robin Ford, online at robinford.com, where cars and trucks are sold cheap, cheap. Elliot, looking forward to see you in New Orleans, buddy.
Can't wait, can't wait. It's crazy we're already leaving. I feel like this week has flown by, but very excited to get down there.
Yeah. Now, can we task you with making dinner reservations for all of us? We put that on your plate.
I mean, look, I think getting all of us in the same spot at the same time sounds like an impossible task, but I would love to be the one to pick the restaurant. I just, you know, I enjoy a nice, fine restaurant, nice drinks, nice meals. Like, is Jack going to be okay with that? Like, am I going
to? Yeah, we told him to bring a collared shirt. He did ask what a collared shirt was.
I don't know what a collared shirt is.
Like sandals, shorts. Like,
they're Birkenstocks.
I'm making the reservation. It's going to be somewhere nice.
I would love for somebody
I'm
just
hanging
with
E.
Yeah, I just would love
as long as there's a crisp IPA there.
You can get an IPA anywhere, Jack. It's 2025. There will be a crisp IPA.
And Miller Lite.
Yeah.
All right. Well, I'm telling you, if you tell me to show up somewhere at a certain place at a certain time,
I'm there.
Yeah, I'm there.
All right. I'll start looking for Sunday night. I'll make a nice one for all of you.
All right. Sounds good. So, Elliot, just any new there's no public news, but any new thoughts on Brandon Graham, whether you think he's going to play or not?
Yeah. So I'm here at the NovaCare right now, just left the practice field about 10 minutes ago. And to me, it looked like Brandon was doing more than he did yesterday. He was going through individual drills, and you know, you could really see him swinging that arm with the brace on it, like hard. Like he was really swinging it. He looked like normal Brandon Graham to me. So that was new. But also, I would say talking to him yesterday, like I asked him straight up, "If you play, will there be a snap count? Like, are you only out there for a few snaps?" And he said, "No. If I play, like I'm full go, ready to go." So that is a bit surprising. I mean, I would expect him to say that, so maybe that's not how the team feels about it. But if he can actually go for, like, I don't know, 25 snaps, I mean, that's a pretty big deal, because I think we'd always talked about him as more almost like a ceremonial active where he'll run out, maybe he plays a snap or two. But he seems to think he can play quite a bit if he's active.
I love BG. He hasn't played in almost 2 months. He's not going out there and playing a full game.
10 snaps?
Right, yeah, yeah, 10, 15.
And quite frankly, he's not needed for that. The other guys have played so well. Like, you still want to have those guys out there as well.
Well, I was going to say that's the interesting dynamic here because they've gone to a three-man rotation. And mm-hmm. I think we can all acknowledge probably part of the reason they did that is because they don't want to play Bryce Huff, right? So I think that they would ideally like to have more of a rotation there, keep guys fresher. But, like, with how well Nolan Smith is playing, how well
right.
Zach Sweat's playing, Jalix Hunt's probably the one you would take snaps from. I think he's played well, so I don't think he's deserved to have his snaps taken away. But at this point, I think Brandon is probably still a better pass rusher than Jalix is. And Jalix has been good against the run, but Brandon's good against the run, too. So I agree. I don't think you'll see him play a large amount of snaps. But if the Eagles are confident that he could play, you know, 15 or 20.
That's what I was going to say.
If Bryce Huff is going to be the one that's inactive.
Yeah, I would. If you guarantee me 15 right now, I'd take it.
And Elliot, we're talking about Bryce Huff being inactive. Is there someone active for the game that never touches the field that they could deactivate and then keep Huff activated? Or not that I'm dying to have Bryce Huff activated, but he could go in there if you needed him.
What are you talking about over there?
Well, no. If there happens to...
Even if we need him, he can't do anything for us.
Well, that's a good point, too.
Yeah, I mean, you know, there's Paris Campbell you could potentially make inactive. And, you know, the first thing is they have to get him on
the number three receiver.
Yeah.
So... someone's going to get cut. Like, that'll be the first thing. And I would guess at this point it's probably going to be Nick Gates. He was inactive last week. He's the four-string center. Even with Cam banged up last week, they still didn't dress him. So I would think Nick Gates would be the guy that gets cut. And then in terms of the inactive, you know, I think it'd be tough to make Bryce Huff inactive just on that stage for the number one least dollar amount free agent signing to be inactive. I don't know how he would feel about that, but he makes the most sense. Like, he doesn't play, and he plays Brandon's position. So we'll just see if they have it in him to do it.
And then anything new on Cam Jurgens, Landon Dickerson, Kenny Gainwell?
Yeah. So none of them were out there at practice today. They weren't out there yesterday. They weren't out there today. But I wouldn't be too worried about that. I think these practices are doing, obviously hold some importance, but it just doesn't strike me that these are, you know, everyone has to be out there practices. AJ wasn't out there. Devontae wasn't practicing. Saquon wasn't out there. So they're really giving, like, the main guys, I think, some time off here before they get to New Orleans. So next Wednesday when they practice for the first time at the Superdome, that'll be the chance to really see where Cam and Landon are at, and I would expect them both to be out there.
Yeah, I mean, hell, those practices will be lighter than these. That's why they're not practicing.
Because they're real practices.
Yeah, because the practices next week won't be intense or physical practices next week.
And I feel like this year, more than any other year, we know the body part that has the injury, but there's been a real lack of clarity as to what the injury is.
Mm-hmm.
For Landon or Cam, we don't know what the injury is, right? I mean, Landon Dickerson couldn't even walk on Sunday.
Yeah, so I saw Landon after the game, and he was walking fine, and he seemed good. Now, I think with most of these injuries, it's the next day you really wake up and you find out how bad it really is. So you're right, we don't have any details on what it is exactly. I think they're going to play. It's more a matter of can they play the whole game, and that's when the backups become an important part of this in terms of who they would go to. You know, it'd be Tyler Steen, they move guys around, so I'm sure they're spending time coming up with a lot of contingency plans in case one of those two players can't finish the game.
It does feel like there's a lot of confidence here in Philadelphia about this team. And we're going up against one of the all-time great teams. Not this particular version of it, even though they've only lost one game they tried to win this year. And we're all like, what's wrong with the Chiefs? What, for you, where is you typically always strike me as overconfident from an Eagles standpoint. Where are you right now?
I did say I could hit a home run, so, you know, that's not new for me.
Yes, but you could luck into a home run, I believe, is what you said. Yes.
Exactly. Yeah. No, I mean, the Chiefs are the better team. Like, I think this Eagles team has earned the confidence of the fan base. It's not wrong to believe in the Eagles, but the Chiefs have won 17 of 18. They've won two straight Super Bowls. They have the better quarterback, the better head coach. They have the best defensive lineman in the game. They probably have the best corner in the game. They probably have the best safety. Like, the Chiefs are not this, like, fun story that's fumbled around.
They got the best corner in the game. Are you trying to are you poking me right now? What are you talking about right now?
Trent McDuffie has been awesome this year. He plays on the outside. He plays on the inside. He travels with the number one receiver. Like, Trent McDuffie.
I don't give a damn what he does. He ain't the best corner in football.
No, the best corner in the game.
Oh, in the game. Corner. Well, okay. When you said in the game, I'm thinking you're talking about football.
Okay, my bad,
Elliot. My bad.
No, I could see why you think the game. Yeah, there's only one game left.
That's true.
I guess the point I'm making is that the Chiefs are not just Mahomes and that's it. They are an extremely good team. They have great coaching. So there's a reason.
But so do the Eagles. I'm surprised that you believe the Chiefs have the better overall team.
So we did,
and you kind of said it like it wasn't. It's like this shouldn't even be a question.
Well, they've won two straight Super Bowls, and they only lost one game this year.
I don't care. And we only lost one game. We tried to win. I can make the argument the only game we lost, and we lost Jalen in that Washington game, so that kind of doesn't count. The Tampa Bay doesn't count. Is the Falcon game is the only real game we lost?
I agree with that. There's a reason. The way I'd put it is, there's a reason the Chiefs are favorite, and there's a reason it's only a one-point favorite. Like, the Eagles are the second-best team in the NFL. The Chiefs are just the first-best team. They did not luck into a good matchup in the Super Bowl. So while I think the Eagles could definitely win it, for sure, the Eagles are good enough to beat the Chiefs. I think to Spike's point about the overconfidence, no one wants to spend 2 weeks feeling down about the game, but this is a very losable game. There is a very real chance the Eagles won't win this game because the Chiefs are that good. We saw it in 2022. Everyone said the Eagles have the best roster. 1 through 53, they have more players. And it just didn't matter. The Chiefs had Mahomes. They had Andy. They had Spagnuolo. Yeah. And that matters a lot. So I think it's a close game, but I think you have to give the edge to the Chiefs as of right now.
So
no, I don't have to give the edge to the Chiefs as of right now.
You have to give the edge to the Chiefs.
I sitting in my car before I get on Radio Row.
Before you go, there's been this long-standing debate between you and Ike about training camp practices, harder, longer. And there was this whole article with several quotes from several Eagles players about the practices being harder. You said they look the same to you. I wonder if you had heard this. I want you to hear this. This is from Jordan Mailata.
I think this year we've said it a couple times. It's a lot harder this year than the previous years, and I think that was with intent to grow us closer. If we're all in misery, we're in misery together. So kind of that as well, just knowing that and what I'm going through, the guy next to you is going through it too. So that's a special bond there already.
You ready to give it up now, Elliot?
Yeah, that's an interesting perspective by Jordan. I'm excited to hear what you have to say about that.
Yeah.
I agree. Look, I have not said the practices were the same as last year. The practices were longer. They were a little bit harder. Where I'm fighting back on is this idea that they weren't working hard before, right?
So, they weren't working hard enough.
They all say they're harder.
They worked hard enough in 2022. It worked out then. In 2022. Worked. Also, I know this has Jack's fingerprints all over it. This is Cindy and Ike, but we know where this is coming from.
What are you talking about? It came from Jordan Mailata. That was not AI or something.
Nah. But look, they worked harder, but they worked hard enough in 2022. So I still think I'm right about that.
Can't you see it? A glistening 100-megawatt solar field begging to be built? It's photovoltaic modules and balance of system powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean? We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, football fans, it's Andrew Filippone, host of the First and Pod podcast. Join me and my co-host, three-time All-Pro Patrick Peterson, as we break down every game every week. New episodes drop on Monday and Friday mornings. Be sure to subscribe on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
God bless you, man.
We love you.
God bless
you. Thank you. Yeah.
All right.
If I'm wrong, I'll say it, but I wasn't.
No, you won't.
I
wasn't. I admitted they were a running team.
All right.
That was like pulling teeth.
It took 16 weeks.
All right, I admitted it. Which one?
Okay. Go make our dinner reservations.
Yeah,
all right.
Yeah, for real. I'm getting seven of us to one table. Should be
all right. Yes. All right.
And make sure it's all healthy stuff. You know, we're on a big diet kick on this show.
Nah, you're in New Orleans, buddy. Come on.
Yeah.
All right. You can get the Go Birds podcast every single day in the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcast. All right, Elliot. See you later, buddy.
All right. Talk to you guys later.
All right. We will get to your calls and an update from Buzz right after Mr. Surfside over here.
That's right, Birds fans. I'm bringing you the Game Day Essential Surfside Ice Tea and Vodka, and Surfside Lemonade and Vodka, both absolutely delicious and available in the convenient variety pack. Each can of Surfside is only 100 calories, and the best part, no bubbles, no troubles, zero carbonation. A great watch party starts with what's in the fridge, so stock it right. Surfside Iced Tea and Vodka, the official cocktail of Philly sports. Ask for it at your local bars, liquor stores, and grocery stores. Must be 21. Please drink responsibly.
So we sent Commissioner Buzz out into the streets of Philadelphia to get our thank you card for Joe Shane signed. We're going to deliver. It's a giant card with Saquon on the front. Did we post it? We posted it online?
I'm doing it now, yeah.
Okay. We're going to post a beautiful card with Saquon doing the backwards hurdle, and we're going to get hundreds of Philadelphians to sign it and then deliver it to Joe Shane. Commissioner Buzz is with us now. He is at, I believe he is at Union Transfer with the people waiting to get into the Jason Kelce late night show. Commissioner Buzz, are you there?
I am here, yeah. How are you guys doing?
Wow, that was quick.
Yeah. Now, how's the signature hunting go? Remember, you're not allowed back without at least 300 signatures.
Yeah, made a nice little dent here at Union Transfer, as you can imagine, as expected. This crowd, very eager to sign this thing. A number of them are big listeners to the show, said they heard the opening segment on their way here. So this crowd was very eager to do it. The only thing, and the rain's not really dampening their spirits. Now, it did dampen the integrity of the card just a little bit, but shout out to Tucker, did a great job with the umbrella, and we were able to, you know, sign the card, for the most part, under some overhangs. But that was really the only struggle. The pretty much the entirety of this crowd waiting to get in, to which it wrapped around the block, all very eager to sign this thing.
Buzz, let me just tell you this, man to man. If you ruin the friggin' card, I'm gonna.
This is the last outdoor stop.
Send you
this
to
is
Mars.
The last one. We're going to Reading Terminal. We're going to Chickies. All the rest indoors from here.
Okay, so where are you going after
there
this?
There is a steady rain coming down.
Well, he went out there. You brought a trash bag, right?
Maybe. We're in Tucker's car right now.
Did you not bring a trash bag?
We realized once we were on the elevator down. And
this is amateur hour.
Dude,
I mean, absolute amateur hour.
I told Lakin and Ava yesterday, make sure there's a trash bag. I told Ava, make sure there's a trash bag. She looks me right in the face. There's a trash bag. I tell friggin' Buzz, make sure there's a trash bag. I just ask him if there's, because it's friggin' raining. And the first thing I hear from this doofus is that the card is already ruined.
Not ruined. Just a little damp. A little damp.
Oh, you've got it. This is an issue. Damp?
Are the signatures running?
No, the signature's fine. You can tell the signatures. We filled up a nice side of the inside of the card. I mean, we're going to get to 300 easy today.
Are you counting?
Yeah, of course we're counting.
All right.
I swear to God, Buzz.
Yeah, this is bad.
I told the people in line, if I don't get a signature, I can't eat.
Spike Buzz, I'm going to make a skin trash bag out of your body to put that card in if you ruin that card.
The card's going to be fine.
All right. Okay. All right.
We're trying it off with the AC right now.
All right. So where are you going now?
So we're headed to Reading Terminal Market now.
Oh, okay. There you go.
So if you're headed to
some Amish wings over there, man.
If you are, yeah, you got
a
large
selection. Keep Tucker out of the food lines. You know he's going to be eyeing up some pork sandwiches.
Yeah, yeah. Tell him to and the big old gallon of milk or whatever that weirdo drinks. So all right. So if you're anywhere close, Buzz will be wandering around Reading Terminal Market with what used to be a thank you card for Joe Shane, and now is a sloppy mess, asking for your signature, and then we'll check in with you when you're at Reading Terminal Market. All right,
sounds good, guys. Look forward to it.
How many times did I say trash bag? How many times did I say trash bag?
Did you expect anything less?
It is a Buzz production.
Yes,
you know.
I said trash bag. I could hear. All right. 215-592-9494.
It's going to be great. It's going to be fine. Yeah, everything works out for me.
Yeah. No, it doesn't.
Well, yeah. I mean, the Eagles, yeah. No, but it does.
Yeah.
Everything does.
All right. If the Eagles win the Super Bowl, are they the best Philadelphia team of all time? Chuck and Mount Airy, you're on WIP. What's up, Chuck?
Yeah, listen. The level of disrespect that you guys show, the 2001 76ers.
Oh.
This is my
fire. Okay.
Yeah, I don't get it. Like,
that's not better than
this
team.
Well, they didn't win, Chuck.
They didn't win, and they lost in the finals 4-1, and from a talent standpoint, they're not even close to the 83 Sixers or this team or the 80 Phillies. No disrespect. But
not even the 0-4 Eagles.
No, yeah. This team, they were tough. They played great defense. They had an MVP on this team, which is arguably one of the greatest players that ever played basketball on that team. They had a defensive player of the year on that team. They had a sixth man on that team. They had a coach of the year on that team. You know what I mean? I think Pat Croce was executive of the year that year. That team was great. They just ran against Kobe and Shaq in their prime. That's it. And I tell you, you know, had you put Embiid up against Shaq back then, Embiid would be dead right now.
And oh, I'm sure. Yeah,
writing
I'm
up
sure.
His obituary. Yeah. You seen the abuse that Mutombo took against Shaq, man? Like, come on, you guys don't put enough respect on the Sixers, that 0-1 team, man. They embodied Philadelphia. Embodied them.
Yeah, but they're not better than this
yeah.
team.
We love it. It's a lovable team. Honestly, Chuck, you know, Bubba Chuck is a great player. He there's no shortage of Allen Iverson fans in this town. But that team, because of the run they had that year, they stick out and they are celebrated. Like, I don't know how much more they can be celebrated and respected.
Yeah, I would argue that they and the
it was a 1 year thing.
They and the 93 Phillies may
right.
be over. I'm not saying I don't love those teams.
Sure.
But might be over celebrated for teams that didn't win championships.
Yep.
When the 04 team is looked at as a disappointment.
Exactly.
Whereas the 93 Phillies and the 01 Sixers are looked at as like glory
yep.
or whatever.
Well, the city of Philadelphia don't have too many rings to show for anyway. You know what I mean? So we got teams that almost made it. And if you go by teams that almost made it, I think they're high up there. I mean, you would, like I said, Shaq and Kobe was just a force to be reckoned with. You know, particularly Shaq was dominant.
So Andy and Mahomes are a force to be reckoned with, are they not?
So are you telling me, Chuck, are you telling me you don't believe if they win this Super Bowl win, if they win this Super Bowl, you wouldn't have them above the 2001 team?
Absolutely, I would. I mean, this would be
okay.
the greatest team ever.
Well, that's
ever
the question. That's the question, Chuck. Jeez.
Okay.
Yeah. If they win, of course, they're going to go down as the greatest team to ever step foot in Philadelphia. That's just hands down. I'm talking about teams that didn't win a championship. And that 0-2 team that you guys, that 2002 Eagles team is underrated.
They're really starting to go after Ike Reese now.
I agree.
If that team would have beat Tampa Bay, they would have smoked the Rays.
I agree.
You know what I mean?
John Ritchie would be smoked.
I agree. That was our best chance for a ring right there. I agree.
Right there. I'm telling you, I don't know what happened. Maybe they had a brain fart at home against Tampa Bay, but that team don't get enough credit, man. But I just want to say this real quick, right?
Mm-hmm.
I was listening to Dan Orlovsky, right? And he said this team is the closest team to the Legion of Boom that he's ever seen. And that's no disrespect to the Legion of Boom.
Mm.
Now, you remember what happened when the Legion of Boom finally stepped foot on that field in the Super Bowl, right?
Yeah.
I'm just saying.
You know, about the early stages. Like, the early would be, you know, I mean, the early stages of the Legion of Boom.
Yeah, the first time they went to Super
yeah.
Bowl.
Yeah, okay.
The very first time.
All right.
Then I think they smoked Denver, right? Was it Denver?
Yep.
Smoked Denver, yeah. I'm telling you, if we play our A game on Fairway 9th, we're going to win by 3 touchdowns. If we don't win by 2 or 3 touchdowns, we're not winning at all. I hate to tell people that. They're not going to let Patrick Mahomes lose a close game. That's just it. But I'm telling you, we're going to smoke this team.
All right,
and
Chuck.
I just believe that in my heart.
All right.
Okay. I like it.
There he is, Chuck from Mount Airy. Chuck like just it. Coming up and setting up his own question.
Yeah.
Teams that didn't win championships.
Sure. That's twice this week.
Twice.
He's made his own argument. And
yeah.
He's arguing against no one.
Yes.
He couldn't. Yes. It's different.
If you want to put the best teams to not win a championship,
right.
Sure, you can argue.
That wasn't the question.
Yeah.
Yes.
The little engine that could. I know.
If we put out a Twitter poll, actually Jack put out this Twitter poll. If you put out 93 Phillies, 01 Sixers, 04 Eagles, 2010 Phillies.
Yeah.
Which is the best team in Philadelphia to not win a championship?
Or the 2011 Phillies.
Yes. Which is the best team to not win a championship? People, I think, would vote for the 0-1 Sixers.
Best team to not win it?
Yes.
I would vote for the 0-4 Eagles.
0-4 Eagles.
You think so?
Yeah.
All right, put the poll out.
I think it'd go 0-4 Eagles, 11 Phillies, 0-1 Sixers, 93 Phillies.
There's no way the 11 Phillies are getting voted over the 0-1 Sixers. There's no way.
That's a good, I don't know.
I don't think so.
I still think there's a small spot in a lot of fans' heart for the 0-4 Eagles.
I agree.
There's still a fondness there.
So I do agree with you mostly, but I put up a different Twitter poll after the original Twitter poll.
Oh, God.
Who would win, this team or the 0-4 team?
Oh, last I saw it was at 91% this team.
93% last time.
That's different. That's a different question. I wouldn't expect anything different. 93%, man, that's pretty bad.
Well, that's disrespectful.
Totally disrespectful.
Speaking of disrespectful, there's no forecast needed for this weekend, but Tornado Shapiro is going to give us our game day forecast anyway.
Yay!
That is coming up next, along with your calls, 215-592-9494. It's the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz.